Good morning, everyone. I'm going to introduce myself because we pulled a little bit of a switcheroo this morning. So, my name is Matt Steiner. I'm an epidemiologist at St. Louis City Health Department. I've been there for 9 years, and I've worked in several different areas, environmental health, communicable disease, and most recently, chronic disease and obesity-related illness. I have no disclosures. And here's a little bit of our outline. We're going to have background problem description, the acquisition of data, some maps, and some comparison of other data sources, and some lessons learned. In 2013, Mayor Francis Slay identified reducing obesity by 5% by 2018 as a key goal of the Sustainability Action Agenda. To that end, the Department of Health developed and released the city's obesity plan in May of 2014, and we aligned with Washington University, our partner, in St. Louis, and formed the Healthy Eating and Active Living Partnership. One of the problems with setting a 5% reduction is the lack of a baseline data, and we really didn't have anywhere to turn, so where are we going to reduce it from? The most recent data from the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey for St. Louis City is 2011. Our population has declined to the point where BRFSS does not release the data at the county level for us anymore. And it couldn't be analyzed any more granularly than the county level anyway, such as zip code or census tract. So we turned to other potential sources. We learned from the literature that Oregon and Nevada used height and weight from driver's licenses. And we are also able to obtain, through our partner Washington University, heights and weights from patient records at a large urban hospital in St. Louis. The original credit for this idea goes to Daniel Morris and his colleagues in Portland, Oregon. It's where we got the idea. Just a description of where we are. That's the state of Missouri, who people don't recognize the state. And then we are in the far middle eastern portion. That is St. Louis County, and then we are St. Louis City. For people who don't know, St. Louis City is a little bit unique. Most cities, like, for example, Chicago, is a city in Cook County. St. Louis City is its own county, so we're a little bit unique in that way. These are our methods. So the federal law requires the DMV to share information with other governmental entities, provided that it is necessary to fill one of their core functions. For us, that is surveillance. The original file, so a little bit of background, there are 18 zip codes entirely contained within St. Louis City, but there are several zip codes along the western edge that are contiguous that we share with St. Louis County. So we asked from the state DMV, we asked for every single driver's license record that had a zip code falling with any of those zip codes. The original file contained 391,432 driver's license records. The fields that were included were street address, their city, their state, their zip code, their height, their weight, their date of birth, their gender, and the date the record was last updated. Basically, what that means is the last time the person renewed their driver's license. We had to eliminate about 2,500 records due to incomplete or corrupted data. That's PO boxes for addresses or missing data, stuff that would make it unusable. Finally, we geocoded, because we had the address, we were able to geocode 173,360 records to St. Louis City. We eliminated an additional 1,466 based on criteria that Dr. Morris had used in his study in Oregon. And those exclusion criteria were age greater than 90 years, height less than 4 feet or greater than 7 feet, weight less than 50 pounds or greater than 600 pounds, and a BMI less than 14 and a half or greater than 65. So the final analytic sample contained 171,894 records. The age range was, because their driver's licenses, their age range was from 16 to 89.9. Their height range was from 4 to 7 feet. The weight ranged from 72 to 450 pounds. And interestingly enough, 85% of the reported weights were a multiple of 5. Right. So then we calculated BMI from their heights and weights. And the first thing everyone said to us when we did this was everybody lies on their driver's license. So another thing we found in the literature was that when the Oregon study was completed, they compared their driver's license data to BRFAS data. And they found that driver's license records averaged, their BMI estimates averaged 1.9% lower for men and 5.2% lower for women. So that's comparing their driver's license data to the also self-report BRFAS data. So what we did is we adjusted the BMIs upward for men by 1.9% and upward for women by 5.2%. Again, this is imperfect because we're still adjusting back upward to another measure of self-report, which is BRFAS, but it's better than nothing. Our results. 75.3% of the total records are within the 20 to 59 age range. That's kind of hard to see. I'm sorry. That's the upper left chart there. There were slightly more females than males. That's the lower left. There were 50.3% females. Over upper right, over 93% of the records have been updated since 2009 or later, which is not a surprise given the state of Missouri requires you to update your driver's license every 6 years. And then the BMI category distribution. Of all the city residents, the 171,000, 60.9%, almost 70%, were categorized as either overweight or obese according to their driver's license data. Over a quarter of residents are obese, and fewer than 2 in 5 are normal weight. On the upper left, more men than women are categorized as overweight or obese. Women were more likely, however, to be categorized as obese. Men are more likely to be categorized as overweight. All of these differences are statistically significant, by the way. Age on the lower left. As the age increased, so does the percent of the population that's overweight or obese. The rate of overweight and obesity remains below 50% through age 29. Only 1/3 of residents less than 20 years old are overweight or obese according to their driver's license. And then geography differences. The city of St. Louis is made up of many different geographies, but 79 distinct official neighborhoods, and we categorized each of those neighborhoods into being in the north and the central or the southern corridors. In the corridor with the highest rate of overweight or obese people is the northern corridor, and the middle one, the central corridor, has the lowest rate. Interestingly enough, in the middle corridor, there is also probably our largest and best city park. And when we ran even further geospatial analysis down at the census block level, we saw a lot of normal weighted people clustering around some of the more vibrant city parks. And then when we broke out the corridors by gender, we saw that the central corridor females had the lowest rate of overweight and obesity, while the northern corridor females had the highest rates of overweight and obesity. It should be noted that the northern parts of the city are much more socioeconomically depressed, whereas the central and southern parts are considerably more affluent. This is a couple of maps. The one on the left is zip code level. It's the percent of overweight and obese in each zip code. And the one on the right is census tracts. For those of you familiar with St. Louis, that's Forest Park on the western edge, the largest city park, along with some other parks in the city. These are a couple of maps that we made that they're really more, they lend themselves more to internal use down in St. Louis. So those are the 79 neighborhoods that I alluded to earlier on the left. And those are aldermanic wards on the right. And those implications for us, people in St. Louis, like a lot of places, kind of identify from specific neighborhoods And they also identify with their aldermen and their wards. And from a policy perspective and from a community engagement perspective, it's really important to look at those things on those levels as well from a local standpoint. Some of our limitations, obviously this is self-report data. And, you know, the adjustment helps, but again, we're only correcting back to another self-report. Like I said earlier, 85% of the reported weights are a multiple of 5, suggesting most people are estimating their weight. The date the record was last updated, again, Missouri requires that you update your driver's license every 6 years. And what was told to me is that that's the point at which you have an opportunity to update your height and weight. It's not required. They're not measuring you. So the accuracy of this data is a little bit in question. You know, some of the licenses were renewed 2 days before we got the data set. Others were 10 years old. And there's also a lack of unique identifiers in the data, so we can't follow a specific cohort over time. From this data, some of our conclusions and next steps is that the DMV records are a very cost-effective way of conducting obesity surveillance. The fact that we have so many records really does not obscure the trends. We can still identify areas of concern in the city and places that we need to target with interventions. It also gives you considerable statistical power. Like I said, all of the differences that we found were statistically significant. So with that number of records, you have quite a large denominator. And we also validated known areas of concern around the city for obesity and other risk factors and social determinants of health. The maps that we made really don't look a whole lot different than most of the other maps we make when we're looking at other public health problems in the city. The GIS data, the fact that we're able to geocode everything, it allows for merging with other data sets like census data, parks, food deserts, grocery stores. We also need to validate the obesity data against health outcomes data. So we need to continue geospatial analysis, examining relationships with parks and transportation lines and grocery stores, and then we need to make recommendations to our HEAL partnership in St. Louis, the Healthy Eating Active Living Partnership, to target these key areas. The second part of this is the patient hospital records that we were able to get from our partner at Washington University in St. Louis. So we got de-identified patient records and got their height, weight, age, and other demographics from Barnes and St. Louis Children's Hospitals. Those are two of the larger hospitals in St. Louis. 85% of the patients had a Missouri address, and after we cleaned it, 70,386 from over 840 zip codes in the state of Missouri. They were then geocoded to a census tract. And while we did obtain primary ICD-9 codes, we have not yet incorporated or excluded those patients based on obesity-related diagnoses. We're still working on that. Overall, more women were obese than men, 62% to 38%. Here's just a quick demographic of the data. You can see the people that are underweight, normal, overweight, and obese, their mean age. This is a map of the percent obese. And they were adjusted by overall patient count for each census tract. So some of the lessons learned from this: how to obtain data from public sources. If you're with the government, the DMV has to share it with you. Obtaining and preparing non-research data for research purposes. This is just, you know, public data on a driver's license. It's not research data. And relationship and trust building. I think that there was some, well, I know that there was some hesitation on the part of the DMV when we started. I think that they had several concerns about what we were going to do with this data. But, you know, I think that what we've done has shown them that we're not out to impugn them or do anyone any harm. But also the relationships that we've built with Washington University and all of our community partners at the Healthy Eating Active Living Partnership. You know, we're not doing this by ourselves by any means. There's a whole lot more people doing a lot of heavy lifting. So the next steps, we need to explore the impact of the ICD-9 codes within the patient data and consider excluding obesity-related diagnoses and determine how to best compare the data sources from the different populations. So we have the DMV data and the patient data. We need to learn how to do that crosswalk. And then finally, to incorporate the baseline obesity data into the HEAL partnership evaluation. And I think that's all I have. Happy to take any questions. Yeah, and ironically, we did do that, and you wouldn't be surprised to hear that when we looked at the ones that were updated only relatively recently, we were pulling from a considerably younger population, and so the obesity numbers were skewed considerably down. But I think you're right. I think that the more recent the data, the probably more accurate the address is going to be. I mean, I update my address every 6 years whenever I, you know, but again, it's 6 years old, but when we do pull that more recent set, we are drawing a considerably younger group. Yes?
So it's not when you change address, you don't have to update the driver's license?
That's correct. Every 6 years, you have to update your driver's license. That's correct. In Missouri, that's how it works. Well, it's part of it, you know. So if what you're saying is, are we saying that the obesity rate is this much because of this study? I mean, that's, A, it's not the whole population. Again, we're only looking at the population age 16 and over. So it's just one of our ways of getting a handle on it. But I don't think that we're necessarily saying this is the hard number yet. I think we're still waiting for some other data sources, namely for kids. And then I think we're going to have a better grip on what our actual baseline number would be. Okay, thank you.